Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome to episode 583. Today I want to talk about the difference between encouragement and praise. I was inspired to record this episode based on a post that a mom put in one of the Facebook groups that I'm a part of. So I wanted to speak directly to her question. She was wondering about saying good job and I'm proud of you and you're so strong and you're so big, and why those things are negative, well, so not as helpful, let's say, and what is more helpful. So the first thing I want to start out with is praising your child is certainly more beneficial than putting your child down, you know, saying you did a terrible job or something like that. So obviously we don't want to encourage that kind of language and communication with our kids. But what's the difference? What's wrong with saying, oh, you're such a good artist, or you're such a good soccer player, or you did a great job on this thing? Well, there's many layers to it. And it's also very subtle. And I think it kind of ties into Carol Dweck's work on a growth mindset versus a fixed mindset. So if you've read her book, she kind of talks about a growth mindset. A fixed mindset is kind of, very basically, it's kind of like, you're born the way you are, and there's nothing you can do to change it. You are as good as you're going to get. And a growth mindset is kind of like, if you're willing to put in hard work and dedication and learn and put in effort, you can improve in areas. And you're not stuck at the level that you are. And so when we say to our kids, you're so strong, you're such a good athlete, you're such a great artist, it kind of is encouraging a more fixed mindset. Like, how you are is how you are born that way, and you're not going to get any better, and that's just that. We're obviously not directly saying that to our kids, but we're kind of focusing on the level that they're at right now. And that's the things of praise. You're so pretty, you're so tall, you're so this and that and the other. When we instead shift from praise to encouragement, well, let me say this also. I believe that praise versus encouragement also is talking about shifting from an external source of motivation to an internal source of motivation. So if we say to our child, you're such a great artist, you're so pretty, you're such a good soccer player, then we're actually subtly encouraging our kids to focus on what we think of them. And I'm so proud of you, to focus on the way we feel about them. And so when we do that, I mean, when we praise our kids, it comes from a very pure place. We want to be kind. We want to lift them up. We want to make them feel good. But the problem is this pure intention isn't the most helpful thing we can do, because then we're encouraging them to focus on how we feel and what we think about them. So suddenly their motivation is outside of them. They're motivated to make a pretty picture so that we'll tell, because we told them they're a good artist, so that we'll be proud of them. They're motivated to score a goal in the game so that we'll be proud of them. They're motivated to have nice hair because we said their hair is pretty, you know, whatever. And we're putting the focus outside of them. And when we as humans have an external motivation source, it's not as powerful as an internal motivation source. So if we're trying to get the good grade in school because our teacher will be happy, or because our parents will be proud and put the honor roll sticker on the back of their car, that's not as powerful as if our kids want to do well in school because they're interested in the subject matter and they want to learn it and they're excited to learn it. So we want to try to shift their source of motivation from an external source to an internal source. Because when they become older, if we've encouraged an external source, do this because I'll be proud of you. Not that we say it that way, but they're doing things to make us proud, to get our praise, to get our feedback. Then it's more tempting, the peer pressure is more tempting. And doing things to, because you're motivated to get the attention of your peers, is more motivating. So they might dress in a certain way. They might want to dress in a certain way. They might want to act a certain way. They might try certain things as they're growing up that might not be the best things for them to try, because they're trying to get the praise and the attention and the feedback, the positive feedback of their peers. So they're much more concerned about what their peers think of them than what they think of themselves. So that, I think, the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset and the internal motivation versus the external motivation are the two big points of why we should try to use encouragement rather than praise. So what does encouragement look like, and how can we instill an internal sense of motivation in our kids? Well, let's say our child comes to us and they've just drawn a picture. Instead of looking at the picture and say, "Oh, your picture is so beautiful. You're such a great artist." That would be praise, and that's encouraging them to focus on what we think of them. Instead, we could say, "Oh my gosh, that's such a nice picture. I love the way you used so many colors. Your picture is so colorful. What's your favorite part of the picture? What do you like about it? Oh, you must be so pleased with how this drawing came out." So we're constantly trying to, put the focus back on them, rather than what do we think about the paper, the project, the picture, the game that they just played, you know, whatever it is. Rather than what we think about it, we should be encouraging them to take ownership of it. Take ownership of the fact that you scored a goal in the soccer game today. So instead of when you're riding home in the car, instead of, "Oh, I'm so proud of you. You scored a goal. You're so awesome." Instead say, "Wow, I love the effort that you put out, that you put into that game. You worked so hard and you did not give up until you scored that goal right in the last few minutes of the game. I love your effort. You must be so proud of yourself. How do you feel about it? Did you think you were going to score a goal when you had been trying all game? Did you think it was going to happen?" Right? So you're constantly putting it on them. How do you feel about your successes? And then the other point of encouragement and putting the focus on their internal motivation and a growth mindset is to acknowledge not the end product, not the pretty picture, not the goal that they scored, not that stuff, but to instead focus on the effort that got them the result. So instead of focusing on the goal that they scored, focus on how hard they worked in that game. Focus on how they put in a lot of effort in practice this week leading up to that game. Instead of focusing on how pretty the picture is and what a great artist they are, focus on how many different colors they used. Focus on the way they were able to show that this, you know, that the house is behind the person, that they use perspective, and that's really cool. Focus on the effort and the process that went into the product that you're now talking about. That's really, I would say, like the two components of switching from praise to encouragement. Switching, well, that's the two things that we're talking about, right? Switching from praise, I'm so proud of you, you're such a good athlete, you're such a good artist, your picture is so pretty, to encouragement. I love how hard you worked. I love how dedicated you were in your homework, and you kept working on that math problem until you figured it out. Your dedication and your effort are amazing. You must be so proud of yourself that you must be so, you must feel so, I bet you feel so good because you worked so hard on that and finished it. You worked on that project all week long, and now you're going to be ready to turn it into your teacher tomorrow. You really dedicated to your schoolwork, stuff like that. So I hope this clarifies how we can best support our kids and why shifting to encouragement rather than praise is ultimately long-term really helpful for our kids. And to that mom in the Facebook group, I hope I have helped to clarify some of this for you. Okay, that's wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very motivating and clear day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode, or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.